We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Remember Charles Berry? No, not Chuck Berry. Charles Berry. He's the guy from New York who's been arrested 6 times so far this year for robbing people on the subway system. And when he walked out of jail again yesterday after his most recent arrest, he was taunting the prosecutors and the cops, and he said, "Listen, you can't touch me. Bail reform is lit." His words, not mine. Because in New York, they passed a law that a judge can no longer require a cash bail to hold a criminal in jail. They either have to deny bail, period, or they have to release them on their own recognizance. This guy is a repeat offender, and he's on the streets, and he's laughing at the authorities because of what these idiots up there have done. I mean, it's unbelievable. We don't have the exact same situation in Missouri because the law hasn't changed, but we did have an administrative decision by the Supreme Court that has moved us in that direction. And I want to welcome in Jeff Clayton this morning. Jeff is the executive director of the American Bail Coalition, and he's in Jeff City today because of a hearing that's going to take place later this afternoon. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning.
Tell me more about what our legislators are trying to do. I know State Representative Justin Hill is one of the ones who went around and got signatures to try to get this thing reversed.
Exactly. Legislation is being heard today to repeal the Supreme Court rule. As you said, it's very similar to the New York system, not exactly the same, but same incidents are taking place. The hearing is going to take place today in the Judiciary Committee, and as you pointed out, you know, Representative Hill already has 82 commitments from folks saying, yeah, we've had enough of this and we want to push the reset button on the Supreme Court rules.
Yeah. For people who don't really understand how this works, tell me what the problem is. Tell me how they've changed the system that's allowing people to just simply walk out on their own recognizance.
Well, unlike New York here, the Supreme Court had a kind of a panel that wasn't open to the public. We didn't even know it was happening, actually, for a long a period of time. The Supreme Court enacted a rule which essentially ties the hands of judges to impose bail. As you mentioned, it makes it difficult for them to do it. It also makes it harder for prosecutors to obtain an arrest warrant when they've spelled out probable cause for an arrest. They have to prove that, hey, the person's not going to show up in court to get an arrest warrant in the first place. So it's just going to put a big burden on law enforcement and judges to do their jobs properly.
So I'm fortunate here. I've never had to post bail. Tell me how that works in your industry. Somebody gives you 10% of the bail amount, and then you guys go to the court on their behalf and say he or she is good for this. That's what you're guaranteeing them, right?
Exactly. A bail agent is putting up a financial guarantee, but as part of that, obviously, they have an economic incentive to make sure that the defendant shows up in court. And so, you know, we monitor some of them intensively, some of them not so intensively. And then, obviously, when they don't show up, we have arrest powers that, according to the U.S. Supreme Court, transfer across state lines. So, you know, we can go to Kansas and get them. We can go to Florida and get them. We can go to Mexico and get them if we need to.
Yeah. Jeff, the critics of this have claimed that it's not fair to people who don't have a lot of income or a lot of means. What's your counterargument to that?
Well, the first counterargument is that's not what these rules do, right? They don't touch municipal courts, which would have been the thing to do. If that's the argument. And the other thing is, you know, we agree that there are those what we call nuisance bail cases, some of these low-level cases that we ought to take a look at. Unfortunately, here, the Supreme Court's going into the felony world rather than focusing on what we would think would be the problem were we to be able to collect data and identify what it is.
Yeah, interesting. I hope to talk to Justin Hill about this as well, but his bill later today would simply overturn the administrative rules. There's no need to change the law because that didn't change. This would just overturn what the Supreme Court did administratively, correct?
Absolutely, and I guess under the rules, he can't, you know, do a repeal and reenact or whatever. He just has to repeal the rules first, and then hope that calmer, you know, cooler heads will prevail, and everybody will come together, and we can, you know, figure out what the next step is.
Yeah, yeah. I notice you guys are pointing to a couple of specific cases where this has had a negative impact, particularly one in Kansas City recently, right?
Yeah, the Kansas City case was really kind of a fire trigger for everybody saying, wow, how can this happen? And, you know, what impact are the rules having on this? And, you know, I got to think that this is happening a lot more than we know. We just don't have cameras on every corner like in New York and media that are fixated on it right now.
Yeah, that's a good point. So, again, that hearing is this afternoon to try to move House Bill 1937 forward. You're going to be there to testify?
I am.
Oh, good. All right. Well, good. Listen, Jeff, good luck with that. Where can people find out more about your organization?
Go to ambailcoalition.org or follow us on Twitter or Facebook.
Very good, sir. Hey, I appreciate your time this morning. Good luck this afternoon.
Get more at 971talk.com.